Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen.
Glad to see every one of you tonight. And it is my joy also this evening to be here. Before I say a lot of things, let us just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, you have gathered us here tonight as the great shepherd of our souls, Lord. We are not here on our own, Lord Jesus, but thy drawing power of the Holy Spirit has drawn each one of us, Lord Jesus Christ, to this place. Like Simeon of old, we read in the Bible that he was led by the Holy Ghost to the temple that morning, because you had an appointment with him. Amen. It was a special day for Simeon. There was a promise that was hanging, which was supposed, Lord, to be vindicated and fulfilled on that day. And Father, we hear from the Bible that the Holy Spirit had to lead him to the temple. The same, Lord, has happened, Father, even with us tonight. Amen. We did not come alone, but you have brought us. And I believe if you have brought us here, you have got something good and special to give unto us. And Father, I am certain tonight that you are not going to leave us and go back home the same way we came here. For it is very much impossible to come into the presence of God and go back home the same way. Lord, we are expecting a blessing from you. May you come, Father, release the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Anoint your weary, unable, insufficient servant tonight. Put him to one side. We are all human beings. Not even any one of us can help each other here. Amen. But Father, we are all depending on you. May the power of the Holy Spirit take over, and Father, come down and be the guest speaker this evening, Lord. Speak to us, move from heart to heart, bench to bench. Amen. Father, addressing various situations that are troubling us in this life journey, I pray, may the Holy Ghost have his own way. I surrender myself into your hands. I surrender the church into your hands, committing the service into your hands. Thank you for the pastor of this flock, I pray. Bless him, the deacons, the trustees, and every member of this church, Lord, I pray that, dear God, you bless them all. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We may briefly take our seats tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is always good to come to church. And I believe there is no any other place that is better to be on a Friday evening, a service day like this, than to be in church.
Glad
to see every one of you brothers and sisters tonight. Amen. I want to appreciate the pastor here, Pastor Manyechi, for calling me to come tonight. Amen. Just to say a few things from the word, just to try to encourage one another tonight.
Ngotaura mashoko mashoma kubva mushoko ramwari kuti tingokurudzirana manherano.
Amen. I want to appreciate everyone of you for being here tonight.
Ndoda kutendai mumwe nemumwenyu nekuuya pano manherano.
I always enjoy to see people in church.
Ndinowanzoropafadzwa nekuona vanhu muchurch.
Amen. And I believe every minister, every pastor desires to see people in church if it is a service day.
Ndinotenda kuti mushumiri wega woga kana mufundisi wega woga anofarira kuona vanhu muchurch kana riri zuva reservice.
Amen. Then for them to stay home when it is a service day, you know, it's not good.
Pane kuti vagare kumba iro riri zuva reservice hazvina kunaka.
But I want to say to all of you brothers and sisters who are here, thank you for coming and God bless you.
Asinoda kukudzai mose mauya pano kuti maita basa, tinokutendai nekuuya kwenyu.
You have done well by coming.
Maita zvakanaka nekuuya.
And I always say,
ndinogaro kuti
you lose nothing by coming to church.
Hapana chaunorasikirwa nacho nekuuya kuchechi.
But actually you lose by staying home when others are in church.
Asi unotorasikirwa nezvakawanda ukagara kumba vamwe vachiuya kuchechi.
You can never come to church and go back home the same way. No.
Hazviite kuti uuye kuchechi wodzokera uri zvaanga uri. Hazvigoneke.
I always tell the brothers and sisters in Dzwarasekwa that all problems, all situations are solved right here in church.
Zvinowanzounza hama dzekudzivarasekwa kuti matambudziko ose, zvimiro zvose zvinogadziriswa muchurch.
Amen. Solutions to all problems, you get them right here.
Minduro kumatambudziko ose munodzowana muno muchurch.
Just come to church.
Ingouya kuchurch.
It is a service day.
Kana riri zuva reservice.
No matter how bad it is.
Zvisinei kuti zvakaoma sei.
Just find your way to church.
Ingozozwana wakuchurch.
It will be well somehow.
Zvichangonaka neimwe nzira.
It will be well somehow.
Zvichanaka neimwe nzira.
Amen. So amen. I always appreciate the saints when I see them in church when it is a service day. That is very good.
Ndinowanzozviyemura kuona vatsvene kana vari muservice kana riri zuva reservice. Zvakanaka.
Amen. And we want to thank God for us all who are here.
Tinotenda Mwari nevose vari muno.
Shall we just stand for a scripture reading to this evening?
Ngati sumukei tigoverenga gwaro madekwana ano.
Praise the Lord.
Shingava kudzwa.
I don't intend to preach long tonight.
Handisi kuda kutora nguva yakareba madekwana.
But I just want to, it's my desire to speak short.
Chishuwo changu kuti tiparidze kwenguva pfupi.
So that we also dismiss early.
Kuti tikurumidze kuenda kumba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I trust the Lord is going to help me.
Ndinovimba kuti Ishe vachandibatsira.
I want to read from Luke chapter 18 verse 1.
Ndakuverenga kuna Luka chitsauko 18 verse yekutanga.
Amen. Only verse 1 then we are going to sit down.
Chaverenga verse rimwe bedzi mogara zvenyu pasi.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end that men ought always to pray and not faint.
Zvino vakavaudza mufananidzo wokuti vanhu vanofanira kunyengetera nguva dzose vasingarashi moyo.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless the reading of his word. We may take our seats.
Ishe varopafadze kurwenga kweshoko ravo garai zvenyu pasi.
What is scripture tonight?
Igwara rakadiko manherano.
I am not going into the details of the parable.
Handisi kuzopinda munyaya yacho yemufananidzo uyu.
We know the scripture very well.
Tinoriziva gwaro iri zvakanaka.
Because it's a familiar scripture.
Igwaro rinozivikana nevakawanda.
But I have just chosen to read only verse 1 tonight.
Ndangosarudza kuverenga verse 1 iyoyi manherano.
And this is what Jesus Christ said.
Ndizvo zvakataurwa naIshe Jesu.
And after he said these words,
mushure wenyu mekunge vataura mashoko aya,
he went into the parable.
Vakazotaura mufananidzo wavo.
And in that parable,
mufananidzo iwoyo,
he was telling the church or his disciples,
vanga vachiudza chechi kana kuti vadzidzi vavo,
the issue of prayer,
nyaya yemunamato.
Amen. He wanted them to catch something about prayer.
Vaida kuti vadzidzi vavo vabate chimwe chinhu pamusoro pemunamato.
Because our Lord was a man of prayer.
Nekuti Ishe wedu vaiva munhu wemunamato.
So tonight being an evening service on a Friday like this,
manherano zvairi service yemanheru yemusi wechishanu,
we'll try to treat this service that way also.
Tichada kuiti tiibate nenzira yakafanira.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Ishenga wakuzwe.
Just for a short time, my title is Know the Value of Prayer.
Kwekangu wakadiki, msoro wangu nunzi, ziva kukosha kweminamato.
Amen.
Amen.
Know the value of prayer.
Ziva kukosha kweminamato.
Amen. As Christians, we must know the value of prayer.
Sema Kristu tinofana kuziva kukosha kweminamato.
And from this verse that we have read,
kubapa verse rataverenga.
Christ is saying men ought always to pray without faint.
Kristu ari kuti vanhu vanofanira kunamata nguva dzose vasingashayiwe simba.
We ought to pray always.
Tinofanira kunamata nguva dzose.
All of us.
Tose.
And never get faint.
Tisingazodzwi moyo.
Do you hear me, sister?
Muri kuzinzwa here, hanzvadzi?
Do you hear me, brother?
Muri kuzinzwa here, hama?
We ought to pray always.
Tinofanira kunamata nguva dzose.
And not faint.
Tisinganete.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Shingawa
so kumbi. I've just chosen this title to make sure we just speak also for a short time.
Dasaruza msoro we kuti tikwanise kungotaura kwenguva pfupi.
Amen.
Amen.
As I start,
ndichitanga,
I shall quote what Brother Branham said.
Ndichaverenga zvinotaurwa na Brother Branham.
And I am also one person who has got great passion for prayer.
Iniwo ndiri mumwe munhu ane rudo zvikuru nemunamato.
I really like that.
Ndinofarira kunamata zvikuru.
So tonight I just want to say something that may encourage you also. Amen.
Manera ndautaka
zvinokukurudzirayo to stay on your knees.
Kuti mugare pamabvi enyu.
Amen. So, just to influence you.
Kungokurudzirai.
Amen. To encourage you.
Kukukurudzirai.
To put your confidence and trust in prayer.
Kuti muvimbe nekunamata.
There is a quotation where Brother Branham says,
pane chinokurwa chinonzi nemuprofita.
Prayer is what I depend on.
Munamato ndiwo wandinonimba nawo.
That was the prophet.
Muprofita.
Amen. I once also quoted this quote here sometime.
Ndakamboverenga chinokurwa ichi pano
imba nemwe nguva. I want to start with that quote.
Ndoda kutanga nechinokurwa ichocho.
Amen. From the message expectation, brothers give us our first quote.
Kumaridzo inonzi tarisiro hama tipe chinokurwa chedu chekutanga.
50405 paragraph 3 he says, and now I thank each one of you a few moments ago when you were singing, for you I am praying.
Ndoda kutenda mumwe nemumwe wenyu kwenguva yapfuura pamaya muchiimba nekuti kana muri imi ndiri kukunamatirai.
Yes, he had just come to the podium.
Vava uya pa podium
for him to preach.
Kuti vaparidze.
But before he came to take the service,
asi vasati vauya kuzoparidza,
there was a song that was being sung.
Pane rwuyo rwanga ruchiimbwa urwu.
Called for you I am praying.
Nekuti ini ndiri kukunamatira.
And he was just commenting on that song.
Vanga vachingotaura mashoko pamusoro perwuyo urwu.
And he says, I thank each one of you.
Handinokutendai mumwe nemumwe wenyu.
A few moments ago when you were singing.
Panguva shoma yapfuura yamamuchiimba,
the song for you I am praying.
Rekuti iwe ndiri kukunamatira.
Then he says, that's what I want you to do.
Ndozva ndinoda kuti muite.
Amen. So Brother Branham knew also the importance or the value of prayer.
Brother Branham vaizivawo kukosha kwemunamato.
When the church was singing this song,
kereke payaimba rwiyo.
He came to the pulpit.
Vakauya pa pulpit.
Then he says, that is what I want you to do.
Zvikanzi ndozva ndinoda kuti muite.
I want your prayers.
Ndoda minamato yenyu.
He wants your prayers.
Vano mufundisi vanoda minamato yenyu.
Are we together?
Tiri tose.
This church,
kereke ino,
needs our prayers.
Inoda minamato yedu.
Somebody should be praying.
Pano pana mumwe munhu kuti anamate.
And influence the course things should go by prayer.
Vorunzira mafambiro anofanira kuita zvinhu nemunamato.
So Brother Branham is saying, that's what I want you to do.
Brother Branham ari kuti ndoda kuti munamate.
Then he says, it's prayer that I depend on.
Ini ndinovimba nemunamato.
Amen.
Amen.
He is saying it's a prayer that I depend on.
Anzi munamato wandinovimba nawo.
If he depended on prayer,
kana ivo vaivimba nemunamato,
let us also depend on prayer.
Kana nesu ngativimbe nemunamato.
It doesn't matter what happens, brother, sister.
Asina basa uchichaitika
manje. What you are going through,
kana kuti kupfuura nemune zvakadini.
Just depend on prayer.
Ingovimba nemunamato.
Don't waste time saying a lot of things.
Haigona kupedza nguva uchitaura zvinhu zvakawanda.
Don't waste time trying to prove something.
Haigona kupedza nguva yakawanda kuda kuedza kusindisa
zvinhu. Don't waste time arguing with people.
Haigona kupedza nguva muchitsana nharo
nevanhu. Don't waste time trying to think too much about how am I going to come out of this.
Haigona kupedza nguva uchiedza kufunga kuti ndichabuda sei.
Forget about that, brother, sister.
Kangano hama hanzvadzi.
Just depend on prayer.
Ingovimba nemunamato.
And learn to believe your own prayer.
Wodzidza kuvimba nemunamato wako.
Believe your prayer works.
Tenda kuti munamato wako unoshanda.
Brother, sister.
Hama hanzvadzi.
Don't have any BP.
Haigona kuita BP.
Don't have sleepless nights.
Haigona kushaiwa hope.
With the things that you are too small to solve.
Nezvinhu zvaunoziva kuti haugone kugadzirisa.
After you think too much,
wapedza kufunga
kudaro, the problem will be there.
Dambudziko roramba riripo.
After you cry,
wapedza kuchema,
the problem will be there.
Dambudziko rinenge riripo.
After you get too much worried,
wapedza kushungurudzika,
you will lose weight,
uchaonda,
get ulcers,
wobva waita ma ulcers.
Yet there is no solution.
Asa huna mhinduro.
Let's depend on prayer.
Ngativimbe ine munamato.
Let's depend on prayer, church.
Ngativimbe ine munamato, church.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says,
vanoti,
that's the secret of all the mysteries of God.
Ndochakavanzika chezvo akavanzika zvose zvamwari.
That's the key that opens the door to everything of God is prayer.
Ndiyo key inozarura zvinhu zvose zvamwari munamato.
You need a job.
Unoda basa.
Prayer is the key.
Munamato ndo key.
You need the situation to change.
Uri kuda kuti mamiriro ezvinhu ashanduke.
Prayer is the key.
Munamato ndo key.
You need the Holy Ghost.
Uri kuda mweya mutsvene.
Prayer is the key.
Munamato ndo key.
You have a problem in home.
Mune dambudziko mumba.
Prayer is the key.
Munamato ndo key.
Your husband,
murume wako,
is giving you problems.
Ari kukunetsa.
Your wife,
mudzimai wako,
your children,
vana vako.
Let's just depend on prayer
ngati
in all that.
Nemunamato pane zvose.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Branham goes on to say in another quotation.
Ama Branham inoenda mberi vachitaura
mune zvimwe zvinokuru. As Christians,
isuma Kristu,
we don't realize,
haticherechedze,
or no,
kana kuti
hatizive, the kind of power,
mando yesimba,
that we have,
yatinayo,
when we kneel down before God to pray.
Kana tikapfuga mapamberi pamwari kunamata.
He says we don't realize the power that we have.
Hanza hatizive simba ratinaro.
So as I move slowly with you into these things,
ndichipinda zvinyoronyoro
nemi uzvinhu. We want to go out of these doors.
Tinoda kubuda mumadhoaya.
With a realization.
Tine kuziva.
That we are a people with power.
Kuti tiri vanhu vane simba.
Given to us.
Ratakapuwa.
Especially when we kneel down.
Zvikuru sei tikapfugama.
And pray.
Tonamata.
It's such a powerful force.
Isimba guru.
Our second quotation, brothers, put it there.
Amati tire chinokurwa chechipiri.
My angel shall go before you, he says. Now along this journey,
zvino murwendo urwo,
he has promised to supply everything that we have need of.
Vakavimbisa kutipa zvose zvatinoda.
And he quotes that scripture which says, whatsoever you will ask the Father in my name,
vanobva vatora gwaro rinoti chero chii chamunokumbira baba muzita rangu,
that will I do,
ini ndichakuitirai.
Whatsoever things,
chero chii,
that is Mark 11:24 there.
Mark 11:24.
Whatsoever things you desire,
chero zvamunoshuvira.
Whatsoever things you desire,
chero chingava chii chauri kushuvira.
There is no limit,
hapana mugano,
to what you can pray for,
pane zvaunofanira kunamatira.
He did not put it name by name there.
Havana kuzvipa mazita apo.
But he left it open.
Asi vakazvisiya zviri pachena.
To say whatsoever things you desire.
Kuti chero chawada.
Because he knew our desires are different in nature.
Nekuti vaiziva kuti zvishiyo zvedu zvakasiyana.
So he left it open like that.
Vakasiya pakangonzi chero.
To make sure you can slot in your desire there.
Kuti iwe upinze chishuo chako ipapo.
Whatsoever things you desire.
Chero zvinhu zvamunoshuvira.
Amen. He says, when you pray, you yourself,
iwe uchinamata,
when you pray,
iwe uchinamata,
pray it, Believe you receive it.
Tenda kuti wazvigamuchira.
That is the instruction.
Ndokurayirwa kwacho.
Don't you ever doubt your prayer?
Haikona kufa wakapokana munamato
wako. Believe that you receive it.
Tenda kuti wazvigamuchira.
You shall have it.
Uchazova nazvo.
It's a promise.
Inimbiso.
And God does not lie.
Mwari havaremi nhema.
He says now.
Zvino.
He gave us the strongest weapon that there is in all the world.
Vakatipa chombo chikuru sachiripo pasi rose.
Do you hear that?
Mazinzwa here.
God gave us the strongest weapon that is in all the world.
Mwari vakatipa chombo chine simba kudarika zvombo
zvose. What is that weapon?
Chombo ichi chi?
And it's prayer.
Chombo ichi munamato.
Prayer is a weapon.
Munamato chombo.
So remember the moment you kneel down to pray. You are already using a powerful weapon.
Chombo chine simba.
It's a weapon that you will be operating right there.
Chombo ipapo.
Are we together, church? And he says it is the strongest weapon in all the world. Don't you ever underestimate the power of prayer,
man?
Just believe what the prophet is saying here. It is the strongest weapon. Amen. It's, God had to inspect all his ammunition. And he realized the base of all to be given to you and me is prayer. Is prayer. It is the strongest in all the world. It will work in Zimbabwe. It will work in UK. It will work in America. It will work wherever you are. It will work at your workplace. It will work in your home. It will work wherever you are. And remember, it is the strongest weapon that God gave us. Amen. He says, prayer is what changes things. The Christian doesn't realize what a force he has. We want to come to that realization. That is what why I said know the value of prayer. The Christian doesn't realize what a force he has when he kneels on his knees before the Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. He doesn't realize what power that is. But my prayer tonight is may God bring us to that realization. If we can only realize it, then brother, sister, when things happen, we know what to do. And we will be composed and sober and be at peace. Because we know what we hold. And that is the power of prayer. Amen. He says, if the people could only realize that what is given right unto them, anything that you ask for will be given if you can appropriate the faith to believe it. He says, for God's word is true. The things that I'm preaching tonight, they are true. Just believe them. Amen.
Amen.
Give me code number 3, brothers. The message, the handwriting on the wall, I'll just take a phrase there. Listen what he says, the following paragraph here. He says, every Christian that knows the value of prayer,
pray.
Every Christian that knows the value of prayer, pray, man, pray, sister, pray, brother, let's pray, church. If we know the value of prayer, we are going to pray. The reason why we waste time doing all sorts of things without praying is because we don't know what prayer can do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's spend much of our time on our knees in prayer.
Hallelujah.
And this Jane brother is going to be a sweet Jane. Stay in touch with the Master. Stay in contact with God. Stay in fellowship with Jehovah. Through prayer. Let's pray in our homes. Let's have that time. And let's come to church. And have the same opportunity also. Are we together tonight? Let's just put our hands together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to this as we go on. I want to say, brothers and sisters, God will even hear prayer for small things. Small things.
Ziduku.
Pane zvimwe zvatinotora sezvisina basa kuti ha izvo zvidikidiki zvakadai ndinganamatira izvozvo.
There are things that we take for granted that they are small.
Asi zvidiki zvausiri kunamatira izvozvo.
But those things that you
zvinenge zviri kutokudya mwoyo iwe.
That are small that you are not praying for.
Zvichikukanganisa.
They are disturbing you.
Asi unofunga kuti zvainya kuita zviduku.
You think that they are too small.
Zvekuti handinganzvinamatire.
That I should
pamwe Mwari havangazvinzwe.
God might not answer.
Hallelujah. He hears prayer for big things. He hears prayer for small things. Watch the following court I'm bringing now. I am now bringing these courts for us to see the value of prayer. Amen. Number four, court brothers. The Revelation series, chapter 4.
Amen.
Okay, he says, right here, follow me. Brother Fred Sothman.
Ipo pano, Brother Fred Sothman.
To show you how simple it is. Don't be too complicated. God is not difficult. God is not complicated. God is just simple. And he works in simple ways. If you want to see him, brother, just find how much you can be simple yourself. Your situation you are facing right now is not complicated before God. It is just simple before him. And also view that situation as a very simple issue. It's just a simple issue. To show you how simple it is, Brother Fred Sothman,
I'm Fred Sothman.
He had some friends coming to his home, which was Brother Welch Evans, I presume. I don't know. They had a trailer there. So Brother Welch Evans, had a trailer at Brother Sothman's home. Are you getting me? They had locked the door and Freddy lost the keys.
I'm afraid Ndovavarasa my keys.
And been was looking everywhere and couldn't find them anywhere. And Brother Welch was coming right on up. Yet the keys are not there. And this man who is coming, he is coming for this trailer. But the keys have been lost. Chibofunga, how do you feel? You know the brother is now coming to pick up his car. That he parked at your house. And you had the keys. But you lost the keys. And he's telling you, I am 15 minutes away from your home. It puts you under pressure. This was the situation here now. And Brother Welch was coming right up. So that day came that he was to arrive and things.
they couldn't find the key anywhere. And this situation is with Brother Sothman now.
Brother Sothman, ndo vari munyaya yakaomai.
Amen. He has the situation.
Vane mamiro ezvino aya.
Just like you. Maybe your situation is not like this.
Pamwe nyaya yako yakasiyana
neni. It may be different from this, but it's the situation anyhow.
Asi une dambudziko.
What I want to show you is how to approach or attack this situation.
Ndirangokuratidzai kuti unoshanda sei nenyaya iyi.
They may be different in nature. But we want to see how do we solve them. Because it's a situation that's bothering you. This issue was bothering Brother Sothman. No keys, he lost them. The brother is coming. What is he going to do now? That day come that he was to arrive and things. They couldn't find the key anywhere. So Brother Sothman, he just called home. To Brother Branham now. It's a sign of confidence and faith.
We don't have the keys.
Apana.
No keys.
Asi chimwe chinhu chakamudza kuti fonera Brother Branham.
Phone Brother Branham.
Fonera Brother Branham.
Phone Brother Branham.
Nyai. Fonera Pastor Manyechi.
Fonera Pastor Manyechi. Don't delete yourself.
My situations are anongoiswa pamberi pedu naMwari kuti wangoona kuti uchaita sei.
These situations are put
don't try to be too complicated.
Haikuna kuda kuedza kufunga kuita
zvakaoma. It's simple. He can use him as he is. It's just your attitude towards him. Your perception towards him. But the things that you want, they are right here. You don't have to go all over there hunting for them. It's an issue of confidence and faith and just be simple. God in simplicity and revealing himself in the same manner. He just called up home and said,
Makati,
Brother Branham,
Ama Branham,
where is the key at?
Maki ari kupi.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Watch this man of faith.
Makatenderaga.
Brother Branham,
Ama Branham,
where is the key at?
Maki ari kupi.
Where will do we find them?
Maki tinoona pai.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Iwe uri kufunga kuti ukaita attitude yakadaro, Mwari anosiya izvi zvichienda zviri zvega.
You think if you have the same kind of attitude, God will not do something.
Wachiona kuti paita mwana ari kuremekedza office yandakagadza.
When God sees you are respecting the
office. Yakagadzwa naMwari kudai.
And God ordained the office.
Mwari wosiya zvakadaro.
And God will not answer you.
Betch, oh, betch.
No.
Betch, ndokutaura kunyepa chaiko.
I bet.
Kunyepa!
God will say, I'll do something. I'll do something for myself. Because
Muruma uyundindaka mise muhofisi.
This office.
Paita mwana ari kutenda urongwa wandakagadza.
And there is a sheep who is being.
Aiwa.
God will say, this is
where
I come in.
Just be simple, brother. Don't be complicated, brother. How do you feel? How do you approach that mumba?
Who was the last person to
open
it? I told you to play with the keys.
Calm down.
If you hear that the child was playing the keys, you will just have to give him one. You can whip him.
Now you are thinking
about the cost.
And
you need the US dollar for the locksmith to
get the US dollar.
Let me show you a solution without US dollar.
Hallelujah! Kana ukangova simple and a believer.
If you are just simple,
I like this man's approach. God will be waiting to see your reaction. To see the reaction of your faith. chinzwa brother Branham akuendera mberi akati now that might stump some of you for a man to ask a question like that.
Zvinogona kukumbutsa vamwe wenyu kuti munhu angabvunze kabvunziro kakadaro.
Ah sure, tatoshamisika. Sure.
We are also surprised, sure.
Zvikanzi but wait just a minute.
Handi chimbomira ikwega nguva.
Wakuda kutiratidza kuti mubvunzo iwoyo hauna kutangwa na brother Softman handi yekubhaibheri. Muone kuti pana akambobvunza.
It's not brother Softman who started this issue. Let's go to a biblical precedent.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This prophet was a scriptural prophet, Bible prophet.
Muprofita angari muprofita wemagwaro, muprofita wemubhaibheri.
Akati ah mashamiswa nemabvunziro aya.
You are surprised. Hazvina kutanga na brother Softman.
Zvakamboitika mubhaibheri.
It happened in the Bible.
Zvikanzi remember
rangarirai
the sons of Jesse looking for the moose.
Vanakomana vaJese vachitsvaga mbungoro.
One of them said, if I had a gift in my hand, I would take it down, give it to the prophet.
Muaindine chipo ndaienda nacho kumuprofita.
Maybe he would tell us where the moose were.
Pamwe aitiudza kuti mbongoro dziripi.
You remember that?
Munozvirangarira.
And while he was walking on the street,
achifamba mumugwagwa,
they met the prophet.
Vakasangana nemuprofita.
And the prophet said, you are looking for the moose.
Muprofita akati, muri kutsvaga mbongoro.
Said, there you go back home.
Hanzi dzokerai kumba.
Said, they have already retained.
Hanzi mbongoro dzatodzokera.
Is that all right?
Ndizvo here.
It happened.
Sakamboitika.
Avangoarasa madhonga.
They had lost their moves.
Havasi kuzwa kuti ari kupasa ari kuzwa. Wakurespecta office yenguva yavo.
But they are respecting
kuti
the office.
Kuti ande kuhofisi iyoyo.
Let's go to that office.
Isu hatisi kuyaona arasika.
We can't find them.
Asi muprofita anoziva kwaari.
But the prophet knows where they are.
Ndonyaya brother Softman iripa.
Is brother Softman's issue.
Wafonera brother Branham kuti aripi makito yawana papi.
Phone brother Branham, where are the keys at? Where can
brother
we
Branham
find them?
Chiona zvakaitwa na brother Branham anoziva kuti kana nyaya yauya ndodii.
Ndodii.
Zvakaitwa nomuprofita ndozvaunofanira kuitawo.
What the prophet did is what you are also supposed to do.
I prayed.
Ndakanamata.
I prayed.
Ndakanamata.
I prayed.
Ndakanamata.
Do you see that court?
Muri kuona here chinokorwa.
Freddy walked over.
Freddy akauya.
Okay, I prayed.
Ndakanamata.
And brother Freddy just walked over around.
Brother Freddy vakango famba
and picked up the keys.
Vakango nhunga ma key.
That's right.
Yes.
Problem solved.
Dambudziko rapera.
Problem solved.
Dambudziko rapera.
How?
Say.
By prayer.
Nemunamato.
By prayer.
Nemunamato.
Do you see the value of prayer, brother, sister?
Maona kukosha kwemunamato hamanzvadzi.
Amen. Let's depend on that. Before you rush there and do this and say that, why can't you just take a moment of prayer and see what God is going to do? The same message. There is a case of this brother Dalton. It's in between the brothers and sisters, brothers on the projector. He says, one night, follow me. That's my number two case. I want to show you the value of prayer. Other night, a call came in. And Brother Eddie was in serious trouble. Serious trouble. And I don't know your problem right now. He is a man. He didn't just have a trouble, but it was a serious trouble. And he phoned Brother Branham.
Vakafonera Hama Branham.
And Brother Branham says, I wanted to help him.
Brother Branham said, ndaida kuvabatsira.
Padambudziko ravanga vataura.
In that problem that he
had. But Brother Eddie Dalton said, no.
Brother Eddie Dalton said, kwete.
I know you can help me.
Ndozvati munogona
kubatsira. But don't help me.
Asi musandibatsire.
Don't help me.
Musandibatsire.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want you to ask God.
Ndikungoda kuti mukumbire mwari.
Just pray. I know you can help me. But Brother Branham, what I'm requesting is for you to pray over my situation and leave it to God. That's a man who knows what prayer can do. He is requesting prayer. And he knows Prayer can do it. Prayer can solve it for me. Yes, Brother Branham, you can do something. But I don't want it that way. My faith is in prayer. If you can pray, Brother Branham, I believe God. He can do something. Do you believe this evening? That if prayer is offered, something gonna happen. Let's believe in prayer. He says, I just want you to ask God. I asked the Lord to help him. And the next day, his wife called up. Somebody come to the rescue. All right? It was solved like that. God had to provide somebody who wasn't Brother Branham to help Brother Eddie. Who brought that person? Prayer that Brother Branham made. Searched for the right person. Searched for a man who was available with the capacity to help Brother Dalton. And the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, got a hold of that man and told him to go there and help this brother. The value of prayer. This is what prayer can do. My number three example. Amen. From the message, the Lamb's Book of Life. He has a testimony that Brother Branham is giving us of a certain Christian doctor. He says, here not long ago, I thought. I thought that there is something wrong with me. I can't wear green glass or brown glass. Never could. Make me sick at my stomach. So I said, there is something wrong. I called up Dr.
Ade
and said, Doc, could you examine my eyes and tell me what color of glasses I have to have? He said, I might tell you what. Said, I tell you, I'll just send you over to Louisville to some specialist that there on that. Amen. Brother Ade said, I'll refer you to a specialist. Well, I said, I don't want no eye examination. I said, now I got good eyes. I can't stand to see a hair laying there on the floor. He said, then Dr. Ade said, but better give you an examination anyhow. And he will tell you what color you have to have. So I went over there to this specialist and come to find out he was a Christian brother. This specialist doctor, he was a Christian brother who wanted to go to Africa with me and do some operations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, now them natives are very good, are very odd. They won't let no knife come along. But they love you. And I want to give 6 months of free service to taking cataracts and things like that to the natives. This specialist was saying that to Brother Branham. And he said, when you go over, said, I would like to give 6 months of my life to the Lord's service. I said, Dog, Do you believe in divine healing?
Munotenda here mukupodzwa kwevanorwara.
He said every word of it.
Vakati ndinotenda shoko rose.
And he gave me a testimony about one time when he was a throat and eye specialist.
Vakandipa chime chapupu pavakanga vari nyanzvi wepahuro nemaziso.
Yes. He was asked, do you believe in divine healing?
Vakabvunzwa kuti munotenda here?
The doctor said every word of it.
Then
before Brother Branham goes any further, the doctor said, I want to give you a testimony of what I saw God doing with me. Hallelujah. He said, they called him, some people, a little baby, he had swallowed one of those whistles. Yes, that's the testimony he's giving now. And got it caught in his throat. He said, I went there and the baby was just going away. It was a case which was very difficult. Imagine what a mother would feel. How the father would feel then. Amen. So this brother is saying, Christian doctor, I went there, the child was just going away. They ran it to the hospital. And there is nothing you could do. This was the situation before this doctor. Nothing you could do. And maybe tonight as I'm standing here, you have a situation before you. You are saying, Lord, there is nothing I can do. You are at the right place to hear these things now. You are at the right place. You are the right person to be hearing this. To make sure you know what you have to do when you face a situation that you can't do anything about. This specialist doctor is saying there is nothing you could do with that situation. He said, I didn't know what to do. Sometimes it is always good, brother, to admit that I have failed. I can't do it. Admit, I can't do it. I can't help myself. There is nothing I can do here. If you are in that position now, you are now giving God a chance to do what He can do now. But number one thing, you must recognize yourself as a failure. This doctor admitted. This is not just a novice doctor.
We are asking for a doctor,
a specialist doctor. Eye and throat specialist doctor. A specialist. Many people, you hear them, I went to the specialist. I went to the specialist. I went to the specialist. But brother, sister, that specialist can also fail. But if they fail, then what should we do as Christians? Those specialists, they are human beings like you. Like me. They have limitations. And I'm glad, brother, for such a man. He's an honorable man. He is seeing where he ends.
Ari
kuona kuti apa ndagumirwa. Kunyangwe ndakadzidza. Ndiri specialist. Asi nyaya yamira pamberi pangu. Haichada njere dzangu. Haichada kudzidza kwangu. Zvandikurira izvi.
I'm overwhelmed.
And haana kunyara kutaura kuti wakomana. Handina chandinoziva apa. Ndapererwa, there is nothing I could do. Usazvipa chiwindi chenhema. Just surrender.
To be over ambitious.
Just surrender. And see what God can do. Uri kuresha nekuda kuramba uchimira mira.
kuchizviita iwewe wadii kuzvisarenda kunashe vuma kuti ndakundika vuma kuti handizvigonishe vuma kuti zvandiremera vuma kuti watadza vuma kuti unoda kubatsirwa ndopatinoresha pakaita situation yasimuka tinotraya izvo zvikaramba toedza izvo zvikaramba toedza izvo mira usamhanya mhanya chidzikama chidzikama wotarira kunashe wowaudza iwe kuti there is nothing I can do zvamira zvakadai ishe asi hapana chandichakwanisa kuita mwari wakazviona kuti iwewe wapedza hako maoko wapererwa adopa wanozviratidzaka havagogoverani mbiri yavo nemunhu kana iwewe uchiri kuda kuzviita mwari wanoti ita chiremba wakomana chimbofunga mai nebaba wamhanya nemwana kuchipatara wapinda muhofisi yachiremba kuchingopinda kamuhofisi yake unogowana some form of relifica kuti zviri nani tasvika achiri mupenyu tasvika achiri mupenyu unengori kuti zvanaka zvaringana handizve apa pembe yakabata pauhuru achafema zvakanaka unonzwa seiko panguva
yakadai
ndopa unotanga kuhuta hutaka wasvika machiremba but chiremba waongwa neconfidence naye ari kutotaura kuti apa ndapererwa ndatopererwa ini iwongori kuti wasvika wongori kuti zvanaka tasvika achiri mupenyu ndopa uri kutoti specialist ari kutaura kuti a varume nyaya iyi yatikona we ndoda kutenda mwari mhani ndoda kutenda mwari ndoda kutenda mwari ndidzo nguva dzavanoda dzakadaro idzodzo ndo dzavanofarira idzodzo kungozviratidza havo nguva dzakadaro ende iwe kana uri mutendi manje chireka kuvhunduka pakadaro chireka kuvhunduka chiedza kungodzikama
chete
haleluya. Let's put a hand of praise to the Lord tonight. Oh, brothers and sisters, look at this. He said, I didn't know what to do. So he said, I just stepped out in the room.
He left them in the room.
Vangoti njee kupinda mune imwe room.
And he went into another room.
Wachiti chiremba achadzoka tida kunzwa kuti achati kudii.
And thinking the doctor.
Ari kuenderei mukamwe karoom.
Why was he going that room?
Vakati njee apinda mukamwe karoom.
When he went into that room.
And I said.
Ndikati.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Baba vanodikana vari kudenga.
Chiremba.
That doctor.
Chiremba.
Doctor.
Apererwa manje ne situation.
Come to the end of his week.
Apa pachadu specialist
wangu.
Ndakuda kumborowa kamuna mato.
Now I must pray.
God will hear every desperate sincere prayer.
Muna mato wemunhu wese akaperera.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Baba vari kudenga vanodikanwa.
Help me to know somehow.
Ndibatsireiwo kuti ndizive neimwe
nzira. What to do for that poor baby that's dying?
Kuti ndibatsire mwana ari kufa.
And I can't get nothing around to check it. To check the whistle out.
Kuti ndibuditse pembe pahuro.
And I don't know what to do.
Handichaziva zvekuita.
And he said the baby went.
Hanzi mwana akangokuita zigosoro.
And the whistle flew out of the floor.
Pembe ikabuda ikaenda pa floor.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. He said,
Akati,
how could I keep from believing?
Ndingatadza sei kutenda.
How could I keep from believing?
Ndingatadza sei kutenda.
Prayer changes things.
Munamato unoshandura zvinhu.
How can we keep from believing, brothers and sisters?
Ndingatadza sei kutenda.
Prayer changes things.
Munamato unoshandura zvinhu.
As we stand up on our feet and pray. Let's put our hands together tonight. The value of prayer.
Kukosha kwemunamato.
What the doctor could not do.
Zvakatadzwa na
prayer did it for him. Prayer will do it for us tonight. Let's just believe.
believe. Let's just spare some time. And pray, brother, sister, if we can only do that, we are going to see the power of God being manifested in our homes, in our lives, in our workplaces. God is waiting for you to just step aside. Just step aside and say, Dear Heavenly Father, right there, He will come on the scene. He is only a prayer away from you. Prayer is that greatest power that was given to us. We want to take the remaining minutes in prayer. If we can only pray now. Are we together? I have shown you what prayer can do. Start believing right now. Right now as you are here. That if you are going to pray, that situation is going to change. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how bad it is. The Lord who has spoken here is just waiting for you to pray for that business, to pray for that child, to pray for your wife, to pray for the situation at your workplace, to pray for the case in your home. It is just prayer. Trust prayer, brother, sister. It is as simple as that. Don't be complicated. Don't complicate God. He's here to vindicate what I have preached here. Because it is the truth. The word of God. Brother, sister, we want to sing a short song just to put us into prayer. Hallelujah. Then we are going to pray. Be still and know that I'm God. Can we sing that song? Be still. Don't run around church. Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Don't be pressurized. Be still tonight. Be still and know that He is God. Let's sing the song. And we are going to pray, all of us. my trust in Him. Oh Lord, do I put my trust in Him? Oh Lord, oh yes. Let's prepare to pray now. Each one in his own way, let's pray. Baba wedu makanaka, makarura matenzi Jesu Kristo. Tinokutendai baba maneru ano, mwari makarurama.